1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Israeli troops with armored tanks entering Gaza over the weekend. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel is now in an expanded second phase of war. We talked to Zurin Israeli peace activist and Somalier-turned-soldier who says after the Hamas October 7th attack, he had no choice but to pick up a rifle.
Right now, it's not about the people of Gaza or occupation or anything like that. It's about taking the terror out of Gaza and give them a chance, because right now Hamas is ISIS. It's controlling the Gaza Strip.
Power and communications cut off in Gaza, where Save the Children says the number of children reported killed in just 3 weeks has surpassed the annual number of children killed across the world's conflict zone since 2019. Jeep makers Stellantis and Ford now have tentative contract deals with the auto workers union. General Motors holding out. This is ABC News. Arguments begin today in a Colorado courtroom over a challenge to former President Donald Trump's name on next year's ballot. The lawsuit says he should be barred based on the Constitution's insurrection clause. President Biden today is expected to sign an executive order requiring the tech industry to develop safety and security standards around artificial intelligence. Tensions rising in the Texas Capitol, ABC's Jim Ryan.
Members of the Texas House were debating a bill that would give state and local law enforcement the power to arrest and deport undocumented immigrants. Debate was cut off, and Democrat Armando Wall got into his colleagues' faces.
Y'all don't understand the shit that y'all do hurts our community.
Wall didn't realize that someone was recording the face-off, but...
It was an encounter that I don't regret, because that's how I felt. But I'm not the only one that feels that way.
A second bill under debate would allocate another $1.5 billion for border wall construction. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating. And no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about we let Amy? How about more Amy, less you?
Okay.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers lose to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers kept it close Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium before losing to the Buckeyes 24-10. Last year, Wisconsin lost to Ohio State 52-21, head coach Luke Fickell.
Because of last year, because of some of those things that can creep into your head mentally, about what has happened in the past. I thought it was really important for us to come out and play well, especially in the first quarter, and following a plan and doing that and getting into the fourth quarter, and then fourth quarter comes and we can't execute.
Badgers running back Braylon Allen left the game at halftime and was spotted wearing a walking boot on his left foot. NFL, the Packers lost to the Vikings 24-10. Green Bay's offense making several mental mistakes. Because the Packers offense is such a young team, is that any excuse for losing four in a row? Linebacker Preston Smith.
I'm not an enabler, so I don't believe in, you know, the age thing. We all been playing football for a long time. I just feel like, you know, youth is an excuse, and I feel like we just got to go out there and execute.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 36. Today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow, tonight 24. Snow likely tomorrow, high at 38. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 29 degrees. This is the first time we've announced 20s, isn't it, Todd?
It is.
Wow, the other day it was 60s. The other day it was like, was it Friday morning? It was like 64 or something?
It was really warm, yeah.
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 So 29 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton and Oshkosh. Hey, welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Team Pella is executing some incredible plays. Products with limited lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game winner. Monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door. Get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace older damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out for a limited time. Monthly payments, once again, $19 per window, $75 per patio door at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today at PellaWI.com. One of the big things in all of Northeast Wisconsin that literally millions of people, millions upon millions of people deal with is 41 between Green Bay and the Appleton area. We've got a couple of gentlemen here right now to talk about the entire project, or the incredible project they're going to be undertaking. And Jim, I'm going to let you and hand it off.
Buddy. I said to Todd, what are we going to have for playing music? And we thought On the Road Again, but some of our listeners are probably thinking, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar, because we've been waiting so long for this coming. You know? But you guys are in charge of... We have two people here, Scott Abel and Eric. Let's say your last name, Eric.
Gwit.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's just the GW kind of threw me a little bit.
Yep.
And Eric. And by the way, I just want to say one thing. Michigan Tech Huskies.
That's right. Eric's Michigan Tech guy. Of course, Scott Madison, that's a pretty Badgers, good second, man. We'll take the Badgers.
Couldn't get into Tech, huh?
All right.
Did you learn to love pasties, yes or no?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just walking around with that chip on your shoulder, I'll get them someday. But we're glad to have these two guys in. These guys are the project managers for this construction project, which is 23 miles, right? We're going to expand I-41 between Wisconsin 98 and Shearing Road. And, you know, just as a consumer, it's about time. And I'm sure you've heard that, right? I mean, you did a good job here in on the north side going to six lanes. And, you know, those of us who drive it often, we've had our share of accidents on there. And like Johnny said, you know, six lanes isn't going to cure stupid. But I do think it's going to... really help a lot. How's the project going? When's it kicking off?
Sure. Yeah. The project is going great. We've got our designs mostly in place right now. We're all set to kick off construction next year. And like you said, we're going to be in improving this, moving it from four lanes to six lanes from 96 or Appleton all the way up to Schering Road and to Pier. And we really do think it's going to help improve the safety and the reliability, especially that reliability of the system. We're going to have the extra lanes out there for the traffic. That's on that day-to-day basis. We're gonna have wider shoulders both on the median side and on the outside awesome. Too. So when there is an incident after we're all done, there's just gonna be a lot more room out there. And even if something does happen, it's just a lot more room for traffic to be able to get around. And it's gonna improve that reliability a lot.
That's awesome you're doing that. Scott, Eric, where are we starting this? That's 23 miles. You're gonna start in south, north.
So the first couple projects next year that people are gonna see are going to be some projects in the Appleton area. We've got the Capitol Drive overpass that we're going to be reconstructing, the County CC overpass that we're going to be reconstructing, the County N interchange. We're going to be doing some work there. A number of the things that we need to do at the front end of this project are reconstruct some of the older overpass bridges. A lot of those bridges were built in the 60s. They've got piers that are in the shoulders of the highway. We really need to get a lot of those older bridges replaced,
right?
So that we have room to make the improvements on the main line underneath.
Tell me about the funding. I'm fine with paying taxes for roads. You can't, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I'm pretty conservative when it comes to taxes, but for roads, you take my money. Mm-hmm. I just, how's it funded? Through gas tax? Is it property or sales tax? How's this going?
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's part of our majors program. So it's got its own special pot of money, I guess we'd call it. You know, like you see a lot of the projects down in the Milwaukee area, the Zoo Interchange and the Marquette Interchange were all part of the, in this last 41 project in Brown County was also part of the majors project. But it's a mixture of state funding and federal funding. It's just like most of our projects, it's 80% federal funded and 20% state funded. So it's always a combination in Wisconsin.
Money there?
Yes. The majors funding is, we actually are going to be one of the only games in town when it comes in a couple years. Usually in the years past, we're like, we've got some money and there's some other projects going on that have some money. And actually in about 2 years from now, we're the only majors project in the state for a few years. And then eventually there will be other projects, but we are kind of the only game in town. So the idea is that we're funded. So that's that we're not competing against other projects, which helps.
And when you drive through these construction zones, and that can be a little bit dangerous, but it seems pretty manual. I mean, is it automated? It just seems like very manual. That leads to my next question, is the timing on this. I mean, 23 miles.
Yeah, you're talking about manual, like the construction
process?
It just
seems like it's
still very manual.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, construction industry is very, very manual. You know, there are things that have made it easier. We're using GPS a lot now, surveying. A lot of our equipment now, pavers, the concrete pavers, are. You used to have the strings. You see all the strings on the road, and they would... And that would be your guide. Well, now they're starting to get rid of those now and using stringless paving, they call it, which is all GPS driven. A lot of the graders and stuff are GPS driven. So there's not a guy out there pounding little stakes in the ground to try to, you know, tell you where you are. Everything's, the only problem with that is sometimes you have no idea where you are because there's no stake in the ground telling you where you are. You have to have you have to have a computer in your hand to tell you where you are. But yeah, that's what's getting probably the most automated. But I mean, you still need people. You know, you still need people to operate the equipment. You still need people to shovel, you know, concrete, or you know, it can't all be automated. So there's still quite a manual.
So you're starting this next year, right? 20. Mm-hmm. And how long will it take to get to 23 miles? When we do the ribbon cutting?
well, we expect the entire
mayors love ribbon cuttings.
yeah,
we expect the entire project to take until around 2030. And such a large project, we need to break that up into smaller pieces in order to be able to bid that work out and fit within the kind of the annual allocation for the majors program. We're going to be starting that mainline work in 2025, and you're going to see kind of two big pieces of work going on. You're going to see the very southern end of the project that's going to slowly move north from the southern end, moving from Lyndale and then up into, say, central Appleton and then through the 441 interchange area. And then into the kind of the Kakana area, and then you're going to see a piece that's starting around Wrightstown, and then from there, kind of moving up into Brown County, and that Brown County piece is kind of going to be the last piece that's going to be working.
no matter what, can he be there when they have that gold shovel where they turn over that first thing for the photo op?
We haven't planned that yet, but maybe. Yeah.
Just get it started.
He's got his own shovel, so you don't have to get one.
I will say, I got plenty of gold shovels in my garage.
I was there for 16 years!
Yeah. Okay. So, and with what I like what you've done, and I was kind of part of that, some of the overpasses, you spent a little bit more money on making a little bit more decorative. Is that theme going to continue?
So we do have some restrictions that are in place now. There was some state laws that were passed since the work that was previously done on the 41 project that has limited what Wisconsin DOT can contribute for things that are primarily of an aesthetic benefit or are what we call CSS or community sensitive solutions. So we are restricted in what DOT can fund for that, but we do work with the communities, and oftentimes there are elements that they want to do some funding for. They want to contribute their own funds. So we are going to see that. Like there's going to be a new bridge over 41 as part of the new South Bridge interchange.
Yeah.
That's going to be reconstructed, kind of connected with the larger Brown County Southern Bridge connector corridor project. That's going to have an aesthetic or a look very similar to the bridges that are already constructed on the I-41 project. And that's because working with Brown County, or not so much Brown County, but with the city of the Pier and town of Lawrence, they would like an aesthetic look like that. So they're willing to do that funding for that.
I'm glad we got in under the wire. I just love what you guys have done. So we're talking I-41 reconstruction project, which has been long in the waiting. We got the two supervisors working with us, Scott Abel and Eric Gwit. Good. That are heading up this project. It's going to be starting in 2024, and they said completing in 2023. I'm assuming that it's always going to be open, right, through this six?
That's correct. Yeah, the intent is to maintain four lanes of traffic throughout all of the peak times during construction. Certainly, we're going to have, you know, lane closures at night or limited lane closures over weekends, things like that. We're going to need to shut down interchanges or overpass bridges or underpass bridges during the project. But the main shot of 41, that's always going to be kept open to traffic during the daytime hours.
All right, cool. Truck traffic, right? That's what percent is that? That's got to be what, 20% of?
It's a little bit less. I think it usually hovers between 10 and 15% depending on what segment of the project, but it's certainly a major contributor to
it. Well, when I drive, it feels like 50%.
Sure.
But there's going to have the access to, there's no designated truck lanes, right? It's all six lanes are for anybody in a vehicle.
That's correct. There's no intent to designate a truck lane during construction or anything like that, or after construction.
All right. And then I think that's great what you're doing with the, if there's an accident, you've got such wide shoulders now, and that's great for snow removal. Anything different with concrete or with the materials you're using that is different than we've used in the past? I mean, concrete's been around for like 100 years. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of advancement in those materials.
Yeah, we've nothing I'd say that's newer on this project than we've done in the past projects. We do tend to spend a little extra, I guess, money on using more high performance concrete, we call it, which uses a little bit better aggregates, a little bit better cement mixture. So we've done that in the last 41 project, and we tend to use it only on these major projects, these large projects, because it does provide a longer lasting pavement compared to a normal pavement. But I'd say that's probably the newest thing.
All right. Any advice for us who are going to be driving through this for the next 6 years?
I guess the one thing that I would definitely encourage everyone is that as you're driving through the construction, or even just on 41 before construction starts, you know, please pay attention. Safety is one of our primary goals of the project,
right?
And we encourage everyone to, you know, put your phones down. And
you guys are awesome, and we got the intellect here. Michigan Tech, Madison. Thank you, Scott. Thank you,
Eric.
You
know, I have all the respect in the world for it. Those guys that work at night, when you're driving down the highway, they're out there in the middle of the night working out there.
Yeah.
All respect in the world for those guys.
Yeah, it's absolutely tough. Tough job.
Be slow, respect them, because it's worth the wait. Thank you, guys.
You guys are awesome. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Find
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on WGBW, WISS. 7:20 in the morning, 29 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton and Oshkosh. That was good. You know what? You know, that's your wheelhouse. I just sat back and let you do your thing, and you were spectacular.
Well, no, thank you, John. But no, I love good roads. Like I was telling these guys at break, you know, I love cars. I love good roads. And
you love driving fast?
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Do.
But, you know, high-speed rail, I know there's a lot of chatter, and, you know, maybe that's going to happen. But in the meantime, and what I was encouraged about, one is those are two pretty bright guys, right?
Yes.
I mean,
oh, my gosh. Really? Really?
Yeah. Just Michigan Tech, Madison, both engineers.
Yeah, engineers.
But like on 29, and you remember this, and we're similar in age, but they kept running out of money, and they kept stopping the project, and people getting killed on there. And he said, this is completely funded. You know, it's well engineered. They're very confident this is going to be done in, you know, six years.
So they do such a great job.
I want to bring them back and get an update. But
and like people, I said, though, I have so much respect for those guys and probably some women too. I'm sorry, but everybody's wearing the big
yellow
thing. No,
everybody knows what you mean. Right.
But when they're working at night out there on the highways, and you might have drunks driving by and whatever. Yeah. And all respect in the world for those people that work on those roads and the highways.
But I'm still amazed how manual that industry is.
Well, I know. But and that's one reason that I'm gonna get a part-time job with them.
There, you know, that's work.
Building a highway.
Yeah.
I could be that guy.
Oh, boy, that's work, Johnny. You could hold the sign that says slow and then flip it around and says stop.
Could I finish?
You could do that.
Can I finish?
Maybe.
Okay, can I? We're talking about what really turns women on. Guys in uniform, me in that yellow suit.
Oh, God.
But that might be a distraction for the drivers, for the female drivers. Doctor, could you come in right now? I know we're, but she, this
we
person.
We need to, yeah, get, let's
person
get us out
we're
of this.
We're bringing on right now.
Let's
is,
get us
is
out of this.
So cool. So much cooler than us.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Everybody is. Those two guys are cooler
than
us.
Yeah, but Dr. Kristen Lyerly is so much cooler than us. It's unbelievable. Uh-oh, we got a cop out here. We have a police officer shining his light at us.
Tell him, Johnny, to slow down.
I'm going to move away from her. I don't want him kicking my butt.
That's tan cop.
Yeah, I know who that is. How are you, doctor?
I'm good.
Nice to see you again, Doc.
Well, it's great to hang out with you guys. Yeah. Monday.
I know. What a bad Monday. Now, you work in Minnesota. Yeah. How are Vikings fans towards you when you go to work over there?
They know that I am a Wisconsin person.
Okay.
So they just, you know.
They let it be?
They let it be.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I wouldn't give a doctor a hard time.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Especially like, this one.
Yeah. If she's doing your pelvic exam. You don't
want to. Well, I'll tell you what. Last time I had a pelvic exam, it wasn't good.
Oh, man.
I'm just being honest.
There was a
little. You know what that was? It was from when I burnt myself welding.
Okay.
Remember I told you that? I set my groinal area on fire?
So many questions.
Yes. Yeah. Todd,
I can show you the scar.
Todd, I got that. No, that's okay. No, I don't. Not at all. All
right. John, put your pants on. John.
Even being a doctor, she's like, no! No, I don't want to see that. And her boyfriend's coming back now with his mace. Yeah.
And Billy Club.
Exactly.
So, Doc, you've had a...
Doesn't he have the greatest tan in Green Bay?
He does.
He does.
Wow. Because you're looking good at that party.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. You are an OBGYN doctor. You practice in Hibbin. We're wrapping up Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I feel like there was a lot of attention put toward that. And I want to hear from your perspective. And the goal is awareness.
Yeah.
And
well, it's the most common cancer that women in Wisconsin get. So the more we can raise awareness, the more we can help people understand how to screen for it, how to watch for it on their own. You know, many women pick up their own cancers or their partners pick up their cancers. So just keeping an eye out for it and knowing that this is very common, I think is really important.
You know, something that, I mean, like I said, years ago, I mean, my mom told me that she smoked when she was pregnant with me and the doctor smoked when he was like giving birth or whatever. And, you know, then people realize, okay, smoking's not good.
Not good.
Right. What's that?
I didn't say anything.
You said something. We know why mine is so.
I know why.
I don't know what your mom was smoking, but go ahead. Okay.
He's from the UP.
Salems. There were Salems. I remember being in kindergarten and she'd give me money to stop at the gas station, Georgie Pecorine's gas station, and buy her a pack of Salems on the way home kindergarten.
I believe.
Different era.
Different
era. Not recommended.
No. But are there any, like for young girls out there, listen, is there anything preventative for breast cancer? I've never heard any cause and effect with breast cancer. Is there?
Well, I mean, it's like good preventive living. So maintaining a normal weight, eating a healthy diet, getting regular exercise, and then, of course, the screening and knowing what your risk factors are. So if you have a strong family history, if your mom had it and her sister had it and your grandmother had it, there's probably a genetic predisposition there. So you might need more frequent screening. But most cases of breast cancer, and 1 in 8 women in this country will get breast cancer in their lifetime.
1 in 8. That's unbelievably scary.
And most of them are spontaneous. Most of them are not related to genetics.
But isn't there some kind of a test now that you can do, like a DNA type thing? Or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we can look at genes and see if people have genes that predispose them to
developing. But you're saying that's not the driver.
For most people, it's not. It's just a spontaneous mutation.
I like the fact that this entire month, and we've done a lot on breast cancer for the month of October, and these area organizations have gotten so aggressive in a good way of bringing this to the forefront. Mm-hmm. This is, like you said, 1 in 8. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
That's incredible. This is such an important thing. And the month of October has been Breast Cancer Month, and it's wrapping up right now. But it's not the kind of thing that we can all just like put on the shelf now. We got to continue this, right?
Oh, for sure. And men can get breast cancer too, by the way. So if you notice something that's unusual, get it checked out. It's so easy to test for. A mammogram, sometimes an ultrasound, an MRI. Sometimes they'll do a little biopsy just to take a look at the tissue there. This is not complicated stuff, but the number one thing you can do is just be aware and get the screening.
And when you talk about the screening, and I know you, is the age 40? What is the age that you recommend to go in?
40.
Right.
But it's been confusing, Jim, because there have been the recommendations have been all over the board.
Yeah, they really have. But I was going to talk about, and you did some work on this from a legislative standpoint, is that people shouldn't be worried about the funding, right? Isn't there more funding now to get these tests?
So Obamacare ensured that all women get access to routine preventive tests, including mammography. The tricky part is if somebody is diagnosed with an abnormality on mammography, then they have to come back for diagnostic testing. And it's not unusual for that diagnostic testing to not be covered. So people who need diagnostic testing, or maybe they have a high-risk situation where they need more frequent testing, that's considered diagnostic as well. That may not be covered. So that's one of the tricky bipartisan things that we're working on here in Wisconsin. There is a bill, and actually there is, if you are somebody who feels moved by this, you can contact your legislator and just say, hey, where are you at with this breast cancer bill? Because it really could make a difference.
Well, we should all be moved by that.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, Johnny and I got obviously wives and daughters, and and when you look at the percentage, and if early detection is the best thing that can happen, I think, yeah, we all need to get behind this. And I think John made a good point that it's not just October, right? We got to keep this in the forefront.
1 in 8. There has to be some kind of a national campaign just called 1 in 8. Right. You could have 8 women in a room and one of them is going to get this. This is incredible.
Yeah. It is incredible.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this. Love having you here, Dr. Kristen Lierley. And we're going to talk more about this. Mind with the Mayor, back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Israeli troops with armored tanks entering Gaza over the weekend. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel is now in an expanded second phase of war. We talked to Zurin Israeli peace activist and Somalier-turned-soldier who says after the Hamas October 7th attack, he had no choice but to pick up a rifle.
Right now, it's not about the people of Gaza or occupation or anything like that. It's about taking the terror out of Gaza and give them a chance, because right now Hamas is ISIS, is controlling the Gaza Strip.
Power and communications cut off in Gaza, where Save the Children says the number of children reported killed in just 3 weeks has surpassed the annual number of children killed across the world's conflict zone since 2019. Jeep maker Stellantis and Ford now have tentative contract deals with the auto workers union. General Motors holding out. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 36. Today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow, tonight 24. Snow likely, tomorrow, high at 38. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Monday morning. This segment brought to you by Pello Windows and Doors. They are your window to the world. Check them out. Pello Windows and Doors, PelloWI.com. We are with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And you do a show, right, on Civic?
Uh-huh.
When is that?
The public service announcement.
Yeah.
Is that the one? 11 o'clock with Kristen Bry on Asgo's, Wisconsin. So 11 o'clock on Thursdays.
Awesome.
Really?
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk about women's health issues, and we say things like cervix and vulva.
I get
like things that you don't typically get.
Okay, but we're on.
Okay, what TV show is this?
We're from 6 to 8 in the morning.
No, listen. What TV show is this from, Jim?
I don't know.
For Price Package. And it kind of reminds me of a woman's body part.
Do you know, Doc?
Seinfeld.
There you go. Thank
Dolores.
You.
Dolores.
Yes. Thank you.
Dolores. She even knew the name. Just wow.
Mulva.
Very good.
There you
thank
go. You. All right, Doc.
Could you co-host with me instead of
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Thank
when
you.
It comes to the trivia thing, yes, anybody could and anybody should.
Nobody can replace Jim, though.
So,
come
Doctor,
on.
Doc.
They don't like being called Doc anymore. Right? Is that true?
Would they say
somebody
dude?
Told me to say, no, they don't.
She's like, wait, I've been in school since I was, you know, for the last, you know, 20 some years. You deserve to be called doctor. I know people say, oh, don't call me Kristen, but deep down, you want to be called doctor, don't you?
You know, this was when I finished my residency and I started practicing, I wanted to be called Kristen because I wanted to have that connection. But then what I realized was, patients want to call their doctor because
absolutely.
They want them to.
Held
they
to
want
the highest
to feel like
possible.
To be
a doctor.
Yeah,
we
like
don't want you to be a normal
more.
Person like us.
Yeah.
We want you to be way above us.
Right.
Yeah. So I would never like insist on that, but you know.
Right.
Like Jim and I always like say, it. Pretty much every person we bring on the show is cooler than us.
And we learned that early in our career,
yes.
But it's been reinforced week on and week out. Say, people who have been watching TV or listening to the radio events. They're hearing a lot about breast cancer. Mm-hmm. The novice, what advice? What do they do if they say, "Look, I've never been tested. I don't know. I don't even know my genealogy." But yeah, I think I want to do something. What does that person do?
I would say if you have concerns, talk to the people in your life if you can. Figure out what your family history is. Do you have a risk factor? And if you are 40, it's a good idea to visit your doctor and get routine screening, which is typically a mammogram. People are often afraid of mammograms because it's, you know, squeezing. It can be kind of uncomfortable, and that's true, but it's quick. And for the most part, the techs who do it are excellent. I go to Bellin personally, and I've had nothing but a wonderful experience there. They make it as gentle and kind as they can. And then really important, we used to recommend that people do these breast exams every month. At the same time every month, we would have shower cards that you'd hang up in your shower, and they would teach you how to do your breast exam. Now we think more about self-breast awareness. So knowing what your breasts look and feel like so that if there is a change, you'll recognize the change and, you know, get it checked out.
We just got a text coming in right now. This is probably true to a lot of people. Mammograms used to scare me because I'm afraid of the possible outcome. Mm-hmm. I avoided them for a very long time and too long.
I think that's very true for a lot of screening tests. A lot of people just don't go to the doctor. As long as they're fine and they feel good, they just don't go because they don't want to know. But I mean, this is one of how many different things. Like breast cancer, 1 in 8 women will get it in their lifetime, but it's not the number one thing that kills us. That's heart disease.
Right.
And heart disease can be worsened by hypertension, blood pressure problems. People feel normal when they have a blood pressure problem, but when you go to the doctor and you get it checked and you realize that it's high, that's something we can treat.
Yeah, I know we're talking breast cancer, but I want to just talk about, I want to put in the preventive prostate for men. I did some PSAs back in the day for that. And you look at Coach Lombardi, Vince Lombardi, mm-hmm. like, no one's sticking anything up my rectum. You know, it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd not really be living today, but I mean, he would have lived another, you know, he died in a very young age. And And with breast cancer, too, I think just that earlier the detection, the better. I mean, isn't that true with breast cancer like it is with prostate and some other things?
My dad died from prostate cancer.
That's so
and
sad.
And I remember we used to, like tell well, you got to go back, get another check. He said, well, not during fishing season. Truthfully, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
In general, I think that's true for cancer. I mean, some cancers are more aggressive and harder to treat. But in general, if you can pick it up earlier, your chances of survival are going to be much greater.
Why does anybody smoke these days? Isn't there enough information to say there's like literally nothing worse you can do for yourself than to smoke? Why do people smoke?
I don't know. I was having this conversation with one of my sons last night about vaping, because that's the new smoking. And it's just never made sense to me why you would ingest a chemical, whether it's smoke or just some manufactured chemical, into your lungs. Like, your lungs are so fragile.
But you could, yeah.
You used to smoke, didn't you?
I just,
years ago, you did.
But it was a big thing back then.
I know it was okay. But I mean, and I know it was mainly pot.
Doctor,
but still.
Dr. Kristen, I just want to say
is
that.
Is your mom listening?
When I went, no, we,
is
just,
mom
we had the, I hope not.
Is she? Okay, good.
She is. Yeah, actually, she is. And she says the rosary. She, my mom's. That's why I'm still around. I'm one of the decades. I used to just have
okay,
a beer.
Okay, can I just say something? Todd. Because Jim, you wouldn't. You're not. What TV star does she remind you of? Who does she look like?
Oh gosh, that's tough.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Aniston.
Todd.
I don't know. There's quite a few.
Right.
Becky from Full House.
Never saw it.
The newer Becky, the one that was on Scrubs, or the old Becky that was the
original? the one that went to jail for for like trying
I'd like to go with Jennifer
trying to bribe
Aniston.
Her daughter into school into USC. You know who I mean?
Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin.
Okay,
yes,
I can see that.
John Stamos has a new biography that just
I
came
know,
out.
I just
and he
watched.
Talks about
yes,
her.
I watched it on ET. Uh-huh. Yeah,
that,
did you see that, Lori Loughlin?
I can see that a little bit.
I see it a lot.
I felt bad for her.
Well,
you guys have kids. We have kids the same age. What parents will do, and I wish the guy who tricked him into doing this, I think they should sit him down in a chair and plug it in. I just think he was so disingenuous. I think these parents were looking out to, look, how can I help my kid? And I don't know. I mean, her kids were a little, I don't want to defend them. I'm just saying I think there's other things, but I don't know. I'm going
to
get myself
there's
in trouble.
There's always more to the story.
Maybe. I did watch that documentary on that. That was good.
I didn't watch it.
It was good. It was great.
John Stamos, he had a dark side, huh?
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing.
The book? Yeah.
I was watching ET also.
Oh, yeah. We were watching the same thing then. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you'd think, I'm John Stamos. Life is great. You know, everything's good. He actually had a serious situation up in my hometown.
What?
Basically, up in Marquette.
No way.
Yeah.
John Stamos in Marquette.
He
Tell
was
us
up
more.
In Marquette for something. Somebody's got to help fill me in on this. And kind of like picked up this woman at a bar.
What?
I don't know what he was doing in Marquette.
Right.
And she and her boyfriend then trying to extort him.
What?
Yeah. And he had to go to trial in Marquette. And talk. And this girl was, then she was like charged with extortion. Todd, do you remember this?
I don't.
About 10 years ago, John Stamos was in court up in Marquette, Michigan.
Was he found not guilty?
He
then?
Was found not guilty.
She was extorting him, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well.
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing in Marquette too. For the first place, though, but he picked up this girl in a bar and yada yada, and she tried extorting him.
So many things. Yes. So many questions.
Yes. Yes.
Don't think the mayor's going to give him a key to the city. I don't know. He's not going to want one, so he's not going to want one. That's
somebody help me out. Some of our texters help me out on when this was and what happened there.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So, Doc, breast cancer awareness, you're in the medical profession. They're really, I don't want to be this callous about it, but there's no reason why people shouldn't get tested. The funding is there. And you said, even though it can be a little bit uncomfortable, those techs that they hire at the hospitals here in Green Bay are unbelievably, and they're trained well.
So
and
good.
They understand the compassion side of medicine versus, mm-hmm. You guys are very smart, technical. But I just, you know, I really hope that through this little radio program and through all the efforts that are being done with breast cancer awareness that people, you know, and I agree. I went to the heart ball. The heart disease is still number one, but mm-hmm. There's just a lot of things kind of going after us, and we just need to get ahead of it.
There are so many things that we can do to take better care of our health. But, you know, to your point earlier, we're often afraid of what we're going to find, especially as we get older. Once you hit age 40, your risk for everything goes up. So that's when your preventive care really, really becomes important. And that's when all of your bad habits like smoking.
I'm dreading that day when I hit 40. What?
But it also makes you feel like, you know, there are things I can do here. Like, I can get regular exercise, and that doesn't mean that you need to become a marathoner, but, you know, just a 30-minute walk every day and strength training. Strength training couldn't be more important for all of us.
Get this, Doc. I just want to say that we had a guest. Well, Tom Zelaski is a strength trainer and pretty good shape. But we had a lady on here last week, Dr. Brown from NWTC, who is a strength trainer. And she's won some things. Her mother started working out at 74.
Yeah. It's never too
74.
Late.
74.
But don't think that you can just go to the gym and start, you know, bench pressing. I mean, it's, you know, a little bit at a time.
Well, they had a trainer. Right. Yeah. She had a trainer, but they love it. And that's kind of a cool mother-daughter thing too, right?
That's great. It's about your people. If you can find a buddy to go out and exercise with who you keep each other honest and you move forward together, then
John and I tried to walk to the Y, but then we end up at Hagemeister. He's like,
let's go get some breakfast. Let's go get an egg and sausage sandwich. But they better have ketchup. Yes, that's exactly what happens.
We never make it to the Y. So.
But the thing is, though, too, the thing that's so cool, I grew up in an era where it was literally no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you went jogging, you don't just jog. You have to run hard. You got to be dead at the end of it. And just the other day, one of the ladies that lives here, who's just a phenomenal, we just love this, Natalie, she writes for the Press Gazette. She's a world-renowned poet. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. She's an expert on mental health. Yes.
She's awesome. And I ran into her in the hallway up here one day. I said, hey, what are you doing here? She says, I'm doing my walk. I said, oh, okay. She says, yeah, I got this new thing, 5 minutes an hour all day long.
How's that working, John?
For her, phenomenal.
Yes.
I'm going to start that, Jim.
Yeah. I'm going to start it on Monday.
I'm going to, just like your plant-based diet, Jim.
All right, touché. You win.
But I guess what I'm saying is, you know, people, the medical profession now is, you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to knock yourself out. Just move. Move 5 minutes an hour type of thing, and it's helping you.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in the Jane Fonda, you know, aerobics time. We all had to be like those people. No, you don't. Just get out. Go for a nice walk.
And not
enjoy
knowing
the
that
weather.
She was anorexic while she was doing that, and that's what kept her weight off.
Crazy.
Yeah. By the way, I was in your hometown Friday night.
Kakana.
What a game against Westy Pier. Oh, my Lord. One of the greatest high school football games I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
It's really something coming from a guy like him who's been doing that for 40 years. He said it was unbelievable.
And that new stadium they've built there is just mind-boggling. Just beautiful versus
so
the old
happy.
One. Yeah, it's so cool. I love Kakana. I lived there for a year.
No, it stinks there.
No, it does not. That is the biggest fallacy.
Of money.
Yes, exactly. That is the biggest fallacy.
Believe me, Doc, I know the smell of money. That ain't that.
That's because you're not from Kakana. Okay. Those of us who grew up with the mill, my people are mill people.
They could
the
fix that if they wanted to.
They have.
It's not, though. It doesn't. On the highway, maybe. But downtown Kakana doesn't.
Okay, it's way better than it used to be.
You know what? It's the highway I'm talking about. I was going to ask these guys if they had extra money. You know, we just had some guys from the DOT here who are doing the construction from Shearing down to Appleton and widening it the four lanes to six lanes. And they're doing some work in Kakana. I was going to ask them if they're putting any blowers on the highway to smell.
That's the kind of guy you are.
I didn't. I wanted to be very positive.
I will say this.
Our listenership in Kakana.
Exactly. Thank you, Kakana, for being here. Yeah. I will say this. So some of the bars downtown, I live like right downtown, they're kind of tough. Some of the Kakana bars, they're pretty blue collar.
Maybe it's
and I'm pushing
fragile.
The listeners away.
There are a couple bars I walked into and I sat there and it's like, ooh, I might get my butt kicked by these people sitting around me. And the guys look tough too. So, yeah, it was a rough place.
No, you got to hang out at like Verbatim's.
Yes,
you know?
I've been to Verbatim's. Oh, yeah. That's a great place. Yeah. Love it. Oh,
to,
my gosh.
To try and turn things around, let me just say I've been thinking about moving to Kakana so I was closer to the. So I'm pro Kakana.
You'll
I'm
love
like
it.
The host of this show.
Yeah. No, I love Kakana.
Johnny,
I'm all for it.
Todd does.
I think it's just Jim.
No, I love Kakana. Hey, guys, I have nothing against Kakana. I don't like the odor on the highway, and it's uncomfortable, especially like it's just.
Okay, you know what? Enough of that. Enough.
John, it's true.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you so much for being here. Tell again real quick when your show's on.
11 o'clock Thursdays.
Right here.
Right here.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a Monday morning. Dr. Kristen is so cool that we're just going to keep her for the rest of the show.
I think so.
Is that all right? Because it just like makes our place better.
Can we go down to Hagemeister and get an egg? And what do we get?
I can tell you what he did. So last week.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's on this new thing, plant-based diet.
She's our guest. Okay?
And he comes in and here's this whole grain, like muffin type thing with like spinach.
Oh, this is
Todd, what was
colon.
It? What was in there, Todd?
It was from. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, it was from Starbucks, right?
No, Panera.
Oh, Panera. I'm sorry. Okay. And so there was this like whole wheat kind of like thin bun kind of thing. You know, one of those thins.
Uh-huh.
And then had a little lettuce in there. Uh-huh. Had the egg. I think probably no
hummus
yolk.
Or something.
A little hummus. Avocado. A little avocado too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And he goes, I brought one for you. It's plant based. I'm like, okay, great. Because I ate the sausage one.
it just looked better. It did, you guys.
So, and then he's walking in here with bags of chips.
Yeah, right. Like, you guys. Oh my God. I get so mad at myself. But I was at the store, and they had these big bags of chips for $1.99 if you bought four of them. So I had to buy four of them.
So I brought two in here.
Yes, yes.
It's plants.
Yeah, and then he did it the next day, too, or something. Yeah, like, oh, my God, I'm so weak.
I'm into this.
Tell her maybe she will be an investor. He needs an investor.
I don't mean
to put you on the spot. You don't have to make a decision.
I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, so I just don't have a lot of
experience. Okay, but here. I know those guys make the bank, mm-hmm. but you guys do all right too.
Yeah.
But you have student debt, so
yeah, big time.
I know you do.
You're getting real personal here.
No, I just
you don't know if she has student debt.
I do a lot of student okay. debt. Just, okay, do you know what I went to pay for? Child care.
I have a daughter's doctor, and you guys work hard, and you're right, depending on the specialty, but you have such a love for the medical industry that your specialty wasn't decided on economics.
No.
I mean, that's the way you guys are.
What a horrible way to live. I mean, could you imagine going to the office every day and doing something that you hate doing?
Because of the money?
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah.
They made that very easy for us to come here. There is no money.
Right.
So we're good at that. This is my idea, Doc.
Don't call her Doc.
She said she's...
No.
It's fine.
Oh. Right.
What else would you call me?
Doctor.
Oh,
or Kristen,
that
Doc.
All right.
I mean, that's like from Gunsmoke. You know, Kitty and Doc.
Oh.
Remember Gunsmoke?
No.
You don't remember Gunsmoke?
No. I've heard of Gunsmoke.
So have I.
Oh, my gosh. Who's ever seen Gunsmoke? Todd, Gunsmoke yesterday?
I mean, I know it.
Yeah, you watched it, right?
Well, I don't know if I watched it, but I was aware of it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Mugani. Doctor.
Gunsmoke and Bonanza. Greatest shows ever.
This is ADD at its finest.
Yeah, it is,
and I should have been on that stuff. My parents, we had too many kids. They should have put me on that Redlin or whatever you guys put the kids on.
Is that
on
why you smoke pot? Like, calm down. Yeah.
You know that you could smoke, when I went to school at St. Norbert, you could smoke in class?
believe it.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And Dr. Wow. And Dargan was, there's a scholarship named after him. He's like my favorite teacher. And he and I smoked the same type of cigarette, and he would just come and just mooch them off me, just kind of hit the pack.
In class?
In class. Did ashtrays on the table.
Did that improve your test scores then?
It was cigarettes. But hey, here's my idea. I think this country spends a gazillion dollars on health and wellness, right? Vitamins, yes. Exercise equipment, and all the stuff on TV, and buy this, do that. I think I'm looking for the magic bullet, and there isn't one, or we would all be much healthier. But mm-hmm. this is my concept, and the premise is it takes a village. But I am going to launch a new credit card. It's like a Visa.
God.
This is good. This is John
Todd,
laughs about it. This
Todd.
Is okay. All right, you guys.
Todd,
I can shut up. I can.
Oh, God.
This is going to get. He
well,
wants.
Let's give Jim some space.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. It's about. Okay. It's been what since June? Thank you. Give Jim some space. We get the texts. We get the emails. Okay.
You're never coming in again, doctor.
Listen to your doctor. Listen to your doctor. So, and Johnny wants his cabin on the water so he can unplug and get off the grid. And this idea mm-hmm. is going to get him. Much closer to that than what he's been doing. So this is the idea. You get a credit card that is good at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a card that it's blue and it's I am healthy. That's your credit card. It's not, you know, Allegiant or, you know, the Diners Club. It's I am healthy. That's your credit card. Your card is pre-programmed for certain things that you can and cannot buy. So you get the list from the store and chocolate or potato chips, and then when you go in to buy, it's like, wait a minute, I can't buy this. But let's say you buy it anyway. I'm going to sneak these chips in there, and you go up there and say, no, doctor, this has been refused. You can't buy this on your credit card. And the guy's got a kid from Preble High School or whatever has to run it back and put it back on the shelf. But it's just another a discipline that you can use. And that would have worked for me. Twice this weekend, I went grocery shopping and I try to stay on the perimeter of the store where the healthy things are.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a hurry, so I cut up the chip aisle. And like Johnny said earlier, they had these chips, $4.19 a bag, $1.99 if you buy four or more.
comes Todd with a bag
Todd's got one of them. Showing, there's proof, doctor.
I brought two of them here.
And they look really good.
But don't you think? And then, so it would be a healthy credit card.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Thank
Todd.
You, doctor.
No, she just hasn't heard of anything. This
okay.
is like the iPhone.
Thank you, Todd. Yep. You just got shot down.
So he talks about this.
You just got shot down.
She's a, Todd, go she's ahead. A doctor.
He talks about this, and then he brings the chips in. So what happens? This is right here. This is my kryptonite.
Uh-huh.
So the bag that was the jalapenos ended up going home with me on Friday, and uh-huh. I ate the whole thing on the way home.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I have two more in the car that I brought in here because my wife was mad at me. But isn't that kind of a neat thing? It's like, wait a minute. That
no,
people look
not.
At you. Doc?
But how many external things do you have to put in place in
a
order
lot.
To stop your internal problems? You
it
know?
Is. It's internal. Like, I agree that I need a shrink, and I've gone to one before.
Let me back that up.
Yeah. Were you recording?
Yes.
I need a shrink. I gotta get a shrink. I have. But I need to live in a neighborhood with sidewalks because that's...
Yes.
Okay. So
that
why,
makes a huge difference.
There you go. It's just, it's right up there with the I Am Healthy credit card. It's the village. It's the sidewalk. So you more incentive to go walk instead of walking on a freeway or a highway. And it's the same with the credit card.
We actually have data out of the University of Wisconsin here, which is, by the way, the first university of medicine and public health.
Okay.
So there's a real focus on public health that tells us that if we've got spaces to get outside,
right.
not only are we physically healthier, but we're mentally healthier and
credit
more
cards
connected.
That oh discipline God. You. It all fits together.
Todd's opening the bag of chips.
Wait, save some for me.
Oh, no.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, we want you on as a regular contributor. Is that okay?
I would love it.
Awesome.
So would we.
Fantastic. Tell you what, we started out the day pretty
sober
because of that Packer game last night
and
the Badger game. But we're going to UW Green Bay against St. Norbert tonight on our campus. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Mino and the Mayor back again at 6 a.m. See ya.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.